There's been another suicide bombing in Baghdad, this one at a hotel where a number of foreigners stayed. Four Iraqis were killed, dozens of others wounded. Today's explosion is the latest in a string of attacks that have taken a high toll on American soldiers and Iraqi civilians. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Baghdad.
It's by now a too familiar sight, but it continues to shock and reinforce confusion. Police cars and ambulances stream toward the sound of the massive blast, the acrid smoke billowing into the dawn leading the way. A smoldering crater with bits of metal in the middle of the street was all that was left of the vehicle carrying the bomb. 25-year-old Muammar stood in his pajamas looking at the devastation.
I am not okay. I am so scared. Why do this? Why do this? This enemy.
Some say the vehicle carrying the bomb was an ambulance. A bodyguard for Iraq's labor minister who lived in the hotel said a vehicle rushed towards him. He opened fire but couldn't stop it before it exploded. There is no word on the fate of the labor minister. Fire trucks hose down burning cars, the gutted police station, and the shell of the Shaheen Hotel. The facade had been ripped away, exposing charred rooms. A German engineer for Pepsi-Cola, which has just opened a plant here, staggered out of the hotel. He said there were other foreigners living there, including several Americans.
I must go to Pepsi-Cola. They can't help me.
Hey, Walid!
Bystanders suddenly heard the voice of someone under the rubble. Ripping away the bricks, they extracted a young man. Where is Aziz? He cried out again and again. American soldiers who quickly arrived on the scene pulled out another body. They quietly covered it with a bloody sheet and put it to the side while they continued to look for survivors. This is the third massive car bombing in this neighborhood. A headlight and part of a car landed 100 yards away. Houses for several blocks sustained damage. An old man stood whimpering in terror outside his house, where doors and windows were blown in. American helicopters swooped overhead in the aftermath. This car bombing follows several deadly attacks yesterday. Bombings killed six American soldiers. Two CNN employees, both Iraqis, were killed when their convoy came under fire. In Baghdad, a car bomb was discovered in a parking lot close to the U.S.-led occupation headquarters. The parking lot is routinely used by media attending press briefings. U.S. officials have cited ongoing violence and arguing against demands by a revered Shiite cleric, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, for direct elections for a provisional legislature. Washington wants regional caucuses. In a major policy reversal, the U.S. and the U.S.-backed governing council has asked the U.N. Secretary General to send a team to determine whether early elections are feasible. Kofi Annan has said he will send a team once he's satisfied the U.S.-led occupation administration can provide security. While U.S. officials say the violence is too great for elections, a senior military official insisted last night the U.S. can protect the U.N. The U.N. withdrew its staff from Baghdad last August after a devastating car bomb killed 22, including the U.N.'s chief envoy to Iraq. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.